again.
Good morning. Wait. This coming Shabbos, you may have realized hundreds, thousands of communities throughout the world designated as a Shabbos to be eaten to the Kedushas of Shabbos. Even people who, Baruch Hashem, are fully Shabbos, Shabbos need, always Shabbos is one of the yonim in the world that need a chizuk. I've said many times that it's brought in Svarim HaKadoshim, Reb Pinchas Karetzer brings it, B'Shem Reb Chaim Krasner. It's brought in the Sefer of the favorites of Erez Zil, Reb Zil Meizlish, would have told me the Hamagid, that Shabbos serves, you know, very often today with technology, everyone knows everything about you. And people are total strangers to themselves. They know nothing about their inner life. 80, 90 years in life, you don't know yourself. What is the barometer, the thermometer, the test? I want to know, am I a Ben Eilav Haba? What's Eilav Haba going to be like? Am I an Erlich Yid or not? Am I a Taka Yid or Shemayim Tzidish? How do you test if you're a Ben Eilav Haba? So we say, the Gemara says the Shabbos, that every Shabbos is 1/60th of Eilav Haba. We say in the Zmiris, Me'ein Eilav Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. So the Fi Erech, your Hizayrus, and your Shtekakus, and your Tzainas, and Shayachesek for Shabbos, you could test if you're going to get something in the world to come. And the emes is the Rachayim called the Shepashki sees as a moiritik of or, just like the other side of the coin. He says on the pasuk that v'shomru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos lasa is a Shabbos l'doyroyso. Really, I should read it inside to you. He says this refers to the neshama yaseir that Chazal amaramis that the Eibusha told Moshe matono toiva yesh li'beis gunozei. And what's the beis gunozei of the Eibusha that refers to ginze hamelech olam haba, the hechera cosmic celestial world? So Shabbos comes, the neshama yaseira of Shabbos comes from a hechera velt, right? And a yid cannot, and therefore the Eibishter prohibited melacha and all kinds of depression and sadness and melancholy on Shabbos. Because where the neshama yaseira is, it's chatsuva, in that hechera world, that olam haba and ginzei hamelech, it can't tolerate uvdim d'chol and atzvus and atzus and atzvus and merirus, etc., etc. Therefore the Eibishter said, don't do melacha on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of tainug, of simcha, of across all Shabbos oinig. And he says it's impossible for a person lachar meyav esrim shana to be zuicha to olam haba unless he first had the tainug of the neshama yaseira in this world on Shabbos. That's a v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es a Shabbos, which refers to the neshama yaseira. Last is a Shabbos to create the Shabbos l'mayla, the deroysam, in the place where all the dira, where all the neshamas Yisrael will ultimately end up in Gan Eden and Olam Haba. Atkan, the Tamsis, is the Orach Chaim HaKodesh. So I want to understand, I'm a very simple person. First of all, I have to understand, what is the Mahus? What is this neshama Yisrael? So when you're in like a 3 years old, instead of thinking you're a sophisticated person, you're intelligent, right? So instead of thinking of some green man with an antenna who comes in a spacesuit from outer space, Shami Yaseir is some kind of rebel with a langer board, with a shtramel, and he's holding in one hand up to the Yoli Melech, and the other hand he's holding up a kegel with a bottle of bromfin, and he comes to give you a pesairus of chizuk shabbos. What is this, the Shami Yaseir? Why does it come? Where does it come from? What is it? What's the tachlis of a neshama yaseira? And you see, the idea of a neshama yaseira is connected to the inyanim of Shabbos. The dinim of Shabbos, Chazal were misakin to be meriach pesomim. Called the neshama talkol. The Gemara says the brachas ezed dover shal neshama nenes dimenu, and not the goof. That refers to rei. So the pashtus you learn, if you're a little child with small trousers in first grade in cheder, that the neshama feels bad that its mate, this neshama yaseira, came from Mars, from Atilus, from Achleiznish, where came flying down, and suddenly I'm all alone, right? So to comfort, anichum aveilim of this neshama that's distraught, mitzvah that it's back to the welt, to the gelt, right? So we give a besamim, and with this shmek, oh, now Baruch Hashem, I don't need no neshama. You say, oh, exactly how is that menachem? Is it in the chomo? And if it is in the chomo, so do it bitzinah, bagansas, and ammonia, mit avdolo. Umbichal, if we're already speaking about havdolo, what is this havdolo? Can you explain me? curious. The Rambam in Perek of Tes, Shabbos says, Mitzvah Saseim in Arteiru Lekadosh Yom HaShabbos Mitvorim. Shenemar Zochrus Yom HaShabbos Lekadosh. Kuloim Rezachreyu Zechir HaShabbos V'kidosh. With then the Rambam says, V'tzorech Lezachrey. You got to remember Shabbos. B'chnisasayu B'tzios. B'chnisas you make Kiddush, and B'tzios you make Havdol. Can anyone explain to me logically, rationally, how by making Havdol, that you're Mavdol ben Kiddush Lechol, you're Mekadosh the Shabbos? Hello, Earth? You're saying goodbye. See you next week. Well, what is the Kiddush of Shabbos dur Havdol? B'chlal, right? One has to understand. What's this big ceremony, Havdol? L'chur, you're saying goodbye to Shabbos. Right? People after Shabbos, Sadiqim said that after the time after Mr. Shabbos is a time which is Zakonu for Yadus. What does the Pasuk say? Vayhi ach yotzo yotzo yankim eis b'nei Yitzhak Oviv. Who's there? V'yitzvi eis obom. Right? Mitamal, the bowling alley, chvez is what? The pizza plura. What, people get involved in all kinds of inyonim of Esav. It's a sad moment. What's it all about? And just to completely confuse people, everyone thought, your little child, Havdalah is, you remember something, because you lose the Neshama Yaseira. When do you get in the Neshama Yaseira? Shabbos. Do you get in the Neshama Yaseira on Yom Tov? Say, you grow up a bit, you start wearing long trousers, you learn a Tosfos of Pesach, Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos Haldol, the Rashbam, Machlokes and Tosfos, actually. The Rashbam, the Zohar HaKadosh, even on Yom Tov, there's Neshama Yaseira. Do I got news for you, right? The Yalkut Ruveni, in Parashas Gisiso, brings a Reishis Chochma, who says that before the Chet HaEgel, a Yid had the Neshama Yaseira every day of the week. What? And Oyer HaYosher brings from the base of Yosef, Moron, that Talmidei Chachomim, who are Oisik B'Teira, Kaka have an Neshama Yaseira, which if you say you understand why in the Gemara, Talmidei Chachomim are called Shabbos. What does this mean? The Shabbos all week? They wear Shtreimel all week? What? They eat Kugel all week? What does that mean? So to understand this, we got to connect it to the parasha. Where can I find Shabbos in parashas Lech? Let's posh it. You don't have to go further than the first pasuk. The Eibusha tells Avraham, Lech Lecha. Lech means to go. Lecha means Tzadikim Taish. Lech Lecha Geitzu Zich. Right? El Ha'oretz Asher Ar'eka. Where is this Oretz Asher Ar'eka? So Ar'eka B'mili, as I said before in previous years, Ar'eka B'mili is Gimachi Eretz Yisrael. Okay, fine. Okay, great. Areka in Mansabah, with the Langa Chof being 500, so Areka is 702, which is Gimatria Shabbos. Okay. El Ha'oret, Ha'oret, with the Langa Tzadik, which is 900. So what do you got? Ha'oret, 1108. Ha'oret. Work it out, my dear friend. Okay, whatever. Is Gimatria Kedushas Ha'oretz and is Gimatria Shabbos Kuj, says the Havas Yisrael Visions. Okay? That makes sense? Yeah. Fine. Good. That's it. Lech. Go from the Artsius and the Chumrius of Gzelt. Lecho. Lehanoscho Tevoscho. That through Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas HaShabbos, which we'll soon say is Bechod the Machtaninu, as the Vidus Rebbe puts it, it's one Inyan, right? You'll be able to get the Matona Tevis of Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos. Therefore, afterwards, the meeting says, Vavor Echecho. Mivorchecha with a chlangachov is gimatria vayavorecha likim yemashvi. And as Chazal say, in chutzlaret you're not going to be zoicha to bonim, dafkin eres Yisrael, right? And lefi divreinu, ben, with a langa nun being 700, what do I got? Shabbos. So there's something about eres Yisrael, the pashtus, and Shabbos, which is marumas in the pasuk. Hello? Yeah? We get to Shabbos. Now everyone's looking at me like I'm stark raving mad. Oh, so you're pulling rabbits out of the hat. You look at a vision to say for you find everything connected to everything. And Shabbos, what do you mean Shabbos? The pasuk is talking about Eretz Yisrael. When all the Svarim at the Yishim Amaram is Shabbos. Where is Shabbos? So you don't have to be a genius, a rocket scientist, to figure it out to connect it. That Kedushas HaShabbos and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Hainuach. How do I know? Chazal say, it's a favorite precious rabbi. The Eibusha told Knesset Yisrael, Im atem mekablam es ha-shabos, Atam nichnosim l'Eretz Yisrael, v'im lav ein atam nichnosim. The kibush of Eretz Yisrael is totally in what? I've discussed this countless times. Shmir Shabbos. Okay? The pshat is simply, the Rikanti says, what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael, which is doyim ekish b'leka, and chutz l'Eretz? In Eretz Yisrael, Yidin are b'vchinas bonim. Eretz Yisrael is a place of intimacy, of closeness to the Rabbi Yisrael. Eretz asher eini Hashem alikecha bo, may reis Hashem v'akrishono. In chutz l'Eretz, Yidin are b'vchinas avodim. In chutz l'Eretz, in Golus, b'zman she Yisrael, in Golus, b'yal shulchan aviyem, it's a time of avodim. In other words, the avodas Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, b'vchinas bonim, is the b'vchina of an avo, and in chutz l'Eretz, it's yir. Kiyudu. That's the reason, by the way, in this week's parasha, it says, I will give Eretz Yisrael, Avram has promised, L'cho ul'zarach acharecho. I shtel sich tekashins for him. You can't be makna l'uber. It's a dover sh'leibol l'oylam. The answer is, fakindu yukut. And yidna b'vchinas bonum. Just like Eretz Yisrael is b'vchinas bonum and chuslar is avodim, Shabbos is a day of avo. Well, I've said like a zillion times here, the Bnei Yisrael famous said with Shem HaTeresvi, Shabbos is gimatsha, avo b'chol lev, avo b'chol nefesh, avo b'chol mo'oit. Weekdays is b'vchinas yir. The chuzah is put in Yitav Lev, in others form, the chuzah is famous, sheishas yomim, tavoi b'vchinas eved, and b'yom ha'shvi, tishbos, you stopping in eved Hashem, you become a oyev Hashem, a ben to Hashem. That's why it's brought in Tzvorim. By the way, when you say at the chuyin on tonu, your mavdil bin tefila ben kodesh l'chol, what do you say? Avinu malkeinu, hocha ayam abam v'gatenu l'sholim, chashukim mibnechet, menukim mikol ovein, umiduk lubakim b'wat, yira secha. The weekday is b'vchinas yira, Shabbos b'vchinas av, generally b'cholos. That's why it's what the Buchacher brings. B'shem Ramesh Leib Sassavar. One pasuk says, Ivdu as Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'ra'odo, fear, trepidation. Other pasuk in Kapitel Kuf says, Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha v'yilofanov b'rinono. During the weekdays, the Iker is Ivdu as Hashem with fear. Shabbos, right, is, in the Makar is it Tikkunei Zohar, which is Mefurish Kolonel. By the way, just parenthetically, Pinchas Friedman says that's why by Havdolah the Minig Yisrael is to take a candle with two avukos, which it says in Paskim, one is connected Zohar, minimum, and other is connected Shomer. And the Ramban told us that Zohar is a mitzvah sasei, Shomer is a mitzvah sli, Shomer penval. And one mitzvah sasei is b'vchinas avon, and mitzvah sloisei is b'vchinas yira. So we're trying to say we're leaving Shabbos b'vchinas avon, and avon is the eish of avon, which is oylemel shall have us oylemel. And we want, as we'll soon discuss, the idea of havdalah is that the kedusha of Shabbos should penetrate and affect even the yemei sachol, which is the idea of yira. They have two. That's the reason the Shabbos is b'vchinas bonim b'vchinas avon. That's the reason I've said many times why the Gemara says Ben Noach a goy akum sheshovas chayev misa, because the Sforim explain Shabbos is sharvito shel melech, the source of all anhaga and bracha in the world from the Eibishter is Shabbos. To use sharvito shel melech, to use Shabbos is your meir b'malchus. Therefore a goy sheshovas chayev misa. Mash enkin yidden are b'vchinas bonim, and therefore we have Shabbos. And that's pshat Imri Noyim says the Jikav said this week's parasha. The Eibishter tells Avram tsei hachutzah. Saves Chazal Darshan, Mitagninu Shulchan. Go out of your mouth. What was he said? Explain. Both Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos Kodesh refer to that level of a Jew that he's not influenced with. He has ain't Mazel Yisrael. Mazel is irrelevant. The Yaris Dvash that Rabbi Yonason says, the Neitzrim HaKadmoinim, who knew the astrology, knew what's going on in heaven, they knew that Shabbos is a sad day. They fasted on Shabbos. Shabbos is the mazel of Shaptoi, Saturn, which is, I don't know, it's a red planet. Its mazel is negative, right? And therefore it was a day of fasting. So the Eibishter Dafke made that our day of Menucha should be on Shabbos to teach us that what? Yidden are not bound by mazels. Therefore we understand what Chazal say, that HaKol HaShomer Shabbos is afilu oivra v'yidazorah k'dor shel enish muichlum li, and Chazal say that the Shabbos is the kapora for the chet ha'egel, because all of these averis is when you worship, when you feel yourself subjugated to kechavim and mazolus, and you get his hecher from them. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin, discussed many times, when the witch, the Machshefa, tried to play witchcraft on Rav Chanina. He said, take as much, you know, pull all your shtick, whatever. I'm not scared of you. Because ain't able to vadik. I reflect the Gemara, why they call Machashvim, Shemachishim Koychish of the half Koychis, says the Gemara, Shani Rav Chanina, the Nofish Chusik. What does that mean, the Nofish Chusik? So the Merinoyim, I've discussed this many times, but the Merinoyim, the Chikras have a different, a bit of a slant. When is your take this week? The Merinoyim? I think Tafka Gimel Cheshvan, the original Zyort. And Akapon, he says, Azui, the Sefer Yetzirah says, the Eibishter Himlich Ois Tov Bechein, he put the letter Tov into Chein, and from that he created Shabbos. Right? Chanina comes from the word? What? If I knew, would I be a rabbi in Holy Law? I'd get a proper job. I'm thinking what it says. He took the letter Tov in Chein, and from that he made Shabbos. So Shabbos is connected to this letter Tov. The last letter of the alphabet. Yeah. So he said, what? He said, that's Rav Chanina from Loshen Chain. Shani Rav Chanina dinofish chusei al derech shavas vayinofash. That he was able to mamshich this tough, and with that the mechashvim, the Gemara said, Medrash says, that the oiv, you know, all hocus pocus speaking to the whatever, they have no kuchas on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the kuchas, which calls dinam, is abrabino, the leshel torah achrab, chul olmen, all of these negative powers of kishuf and of black magic, whatever, are in this bottom. And therefore, he says that Jikavar, Kishuv is Gematria 416. Tov b'milui, as you spell it, is 416. Shabbos shows that Yidin are Tachas Malchus Shemayim and have no connection to any other power. Therefore, there's seven letters, Beis Gimel Dalid, Chof, Pei, Reish, Tov, which are connected to 7 days of the week, the Sefer Yetzirah says. Tov is Shabbos. Hello? Which these seven letters is Gematria 709, which is Shabbos plus the 7 days of the week, the ordinary Sivuv, right? And 709 is Gematria Ein Mazal Yisrael. In other words, Shabbos shows, it's called Chakal, it's a field, Chakal Tapuchen, Chakal is Gematria Ein Mazal. His son says this. That's at Lech Lecha, with a Langa Chof being 500. So how much is Lech Lecha? 1060? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Which is Gematria Ayin, if Aleph is 1,000. Right? Ayin. Ein Mazel Yisrael. The Ayin that Yidin are bottled to the Eibishter. Right? That's the Mazel of Yidin. Whatever. Okay. Now, so Shabbos, to summarize, Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael, which is Tachas the Eibishter's own personal dominion sovereignty, both show that Yidin are Bevchinas Bein, Bevchinas Ava. We have Neoises HaShamayim, Al Techodu, same as Agnino Shalach. Yidin are under the, because Yidin are sons of the Eibishter. Moreover, Befratius, Shabbos is not only Keneged Eretz Yisrael, Bechlal, the whole country, the whole land, it's Keneged Yerushalayim. I've said this many times. That's, by the way, different. El Ha'oretz Asher Arecho. There's a land here you don't see. Everyone asked the Shaila, do you see anywhere in the parasha where the Eibishter showed him to go to Eretz Yisrael? There was a road map this way to Tel Aviv. What do you mean? Or where do you see? Nishla Dost Ramban famously asked, right afterwards there's a Rav Ba'oretz, there's a famine. What does Avram do? The Eibishter just told him, Lech Lecha. By the way, Derech Agav, right? What does Avram do after Lech Lecha? Very, very like a Bedouin itinerant person running and never finding any menucha of nachla. He's going here. He goes, halach l'sa negbo. He couldn't find a real estate agent to get him at the house. He's going here, there, right? And then there's a rav and he goes to Mitzrayim. The Eibush just told you, lech l'cha. The Mashgiach said this before. Where do you find Asher Arecha? Later, next week's parsha. The Eibush tells him, kachno is binchod yakeidu. I will show you. How did the Eibush to show him this Hamaria? So Chazal said there was an Anan, which is kosher alahar. There was a cloud. Hello? So I want to ask you, so that's the Elahor Asher Arecha or Ahar Asher Oymaloch? What did the Pasuk say? No? Amokim Asher Omar Loyolikim, right? The Eibishter told him or the Eibishter showed him? So it should have said El Amokim Asher Hero Loyolikim.
I mean, here was the Onam, not there by that Kedah.
I don't know what you're talking about. By the Akedah, it says there was an onan kosher in Harameria, and therefore Avraham Avinu knew this is the place. This is the Mokem Esh Yivchar Hashem. Shtel zich the Shaila. Hello, folks. Yeah. So the Abish didn't tell him. The Abish just showed him. So what do you mean? Elam Mokem Esh Omer Lo Yolikim. Right? So the Mashgiach learns Pshat. The whole Arichas is in Kamekoyim. The Vina Rav had a whole Arichas. Pshat is Be'emes Yerushalayim is the lev of Eretz Yisrael. It's the source of Eretz Yisrael. Like in concentric circles, you start off with what? The bullseye, which is the Evan Shia, which is the Kodesh Kodoshim, right? And then you go to the from the Kodesh Kodoshim to the Kodesh to the Heichal, and then you go to the Harabayis, and Yerushalayim the Chaim, and you go to Eretz Yisrael. This until you come to the Moker of Kedusha, which is Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh, you really haven't come to Eretz Yisrael. I often tell this to people, friar people, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they weren't a lot, they weren't Tel Aviv. If you haven't been to Yerushalayim, you haven't been to Israel. That's another issue. Wait, I'm not talking about that. Hello, you with me? Yeah? The Yisoid of Kedushas Ha'oret, the Yisoid of Kedushas Ha'oret stems from what? Therefore, the whole time when the Eibush told him Lech Lecha, Avram was constantly ill at ease, Haloich v'nasoya, to find an Akuda, to find an Hashem of Eretz Yisrael. What is Yerushalayim? Says the Mashgiach, Yerushalayim is the Akuda of Emuna. Just like Avram Avinu is the Roish L'Cholam Amina, Behi Baram Ba'Avram. And just like the Evan Jesias, Shemisham, Hushsos Kolo Oilam, from Yerushalayim, Ki Mitzian, all Kiddushol, Yerushalayim, all Avos Hashem, all Torah, it stems from Yerushalayim. Therefore, Yerushalayim, he says, is Gimatria Vayaminu Bashem of Amisha Avdi. And therefore, he says, V'lech L'Chol, Eretz HaMeria is Gimatria Hamidon Alachas. Where does it say the Gemara in Makkos, Hamidon Alachas? Chabak, all of Yiddishkeit, 613 mitzvahs, is crystal to one principle. Tzadik Be'munosu Yichya. Bo Chabak, that's HaMeria, that's Yerushalayim. And therefore, we make a bracha every day. Boruch Ato Hashem Mogein Avron, which is Gimatria 1001, which is Gimatria Emunoscha Baleilois, Iva Emuna, which is Gimatria Yerushamayim, which is Gimatria Matona Toiva Babes Genoze, which is the Matona of Shabbos, right? With that, the Evan Shasia, right? Of all Yiddishkeit, the Bereshis of Yiddishkeit is the Evan Shasia, which is the Indian of Emunah. Therefore, Bereshis 9:13 is Gimachi Yubach Habakuk Vemidim Achas, which is also Bereshis Gimachi Han Oscha Tevoscha, as the Avos Yisrael vision says. All the Hano, all the Brocha, the Bonim, the Momin, whatever comes from. Good. Therefore, you see on Shabbos, when you make the bracha of Ashkivenu, HaPoirei Sukkah Shalom Aleinu. What's the Sukkah Shalom Aleinu? What's the Sukkah? You sit in the Sukkah on Shabbos, I'm missing something. We finished Sukkahs, no? It says, the Arizal, the Sukkah Shalom is in the Neshama Yisrael. Aleinu, I call you, I'm Yisrael. The Al Yerushalayim, my Shayat, Yerushalayim, where did Yerushalayim come to the picture? Because Yerushalayim is in spatial geography, the Bechina von Mokim, what Shabbos is in Zman. Both are called Chemda. Eretz Yisrael called Eretz Chemda Toiva, Vayimosu Eretz Chemda, and Shabbos is called Chemda. Chemda Sayomim. It's many, many comparisons. I said many times, in Yerushalayim, what do you do in Yerushalayim? You know anybody in Yerushalayim? No one works in Yerushalayim. Everyone knows it could, right? Yerushalayim is a place. Yerushalayim never was a place of industry, of a building, of a. Right? Yerushalayim, you sit and you learn and say, where do you get geld from? Ve'vesim shama. You bring your Meister Sheni, and from that Yerushalayim lives, right? Bach yechzu, you bring your money from elsewhere. Bach yechzu, ani amecha, the posuk, right? Shabbos, light you don't work. How do you eat on Shabbos? Misha Torah be'erev, Shabbos yechul b'Shabbos. You work in Tel Aviv, you got money in Yerushalayim. Right? Yerushalayim is the Gemara says, Babasra, Shivim Lamdi Tinoikis, Elishkas Hagozis, Shemitam Heroyoitis, etc., etc. I see another connection between Yerushalayim and Shabbos. They're both connected to the Chush HaReach. I said before, what do we do with the Shabbos? The Neshama Yisera, B'Son. You remember a pasuk which says Re'ei Reach Benik Reach Asod Asherberch Hashem says this Vas Emes. What is this Reach? That's the Reach of the Beis Hamikdash, the Reach Nichoyach, which is in that was there in the future. Because that's again something connected to what the Nisham says. The Vas Emes, just like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches, when the Eibishter Al Kol Dibur V'Dibur, each one of the Ten Commandments, there was a Reach Toiv Shel Besomim. from the dibur of Hashem is al derech vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim from the neshama of Yid is a reich. And Shabbos, as the Zohar calls the Slonim Rebbe, the Siv Shalom Kachzuch, Shabbos iu yoyimah the neshmas of iu yoyimah the gufa. Shabbos is the day of reich, the Beis Hamidrash, which is between the Shabbos and Mokim, is also a place of reich. Right now, okay. After that hakdom, there's the Rambam Yifanu. The Rambam Yifanu says when the Eibishter initially promised Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, it wasn't you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael and die in Eretz Yisrael and be buried in Har Menuchos or Har Zeisim. You're going to live in Eretz Yisrael down here, and then you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael El Yoyna, and that's that. The Man Yirbi Yemeichem Al Hadom Ki Mei Hashamayim. That was the original. If Ilule Achet, not for the sin. I have no time to elaborate. It's a shame. It's a gewaltige Tfere Shloime. Tfere Shloime says, remember the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvalov? Omer Shmuel, a dictum, ein kiddush ela b'mokayim. So what happened? Sover mine. So the Talmid Yeshiva thought, hanem, mil mi bayis l'bayis. Avon mi mokam l'mokam b'chad beis aloy. You have to make kiddush in the same house you're eating, but in the same room. Then Omer Lur of Anan Batachli, Vizim and Sagin have a Kamina Kamid Shmuel, the Nochis me Igro, the Ara of a Hodr Makadish. He went from the Aliyah, the attic, that he went down there, in the place of the Sudan. Tfer Shlomo says, B'derech Rem is beautiful, Mamash Moiridik. A tzaddik like Shmuel, when he davens, he has Aliyah's Hanashom. Elik in a Hechrevelt. Elik in the Aliyah. Be'emes, the Rechaim HaKodesh says, and the Rebbein Solskjaer brings the Agar to Kalan, I have no time to elaborate. The MS Tzaddikim through Shabbos were able to have it. The Neshama Yaseira comes from the Aliyah. Nervos. It's not good Aliyah stamps in, right? Boizim, so to speak, literally. But you have to bring it down the Kiddush half, because the Abish has enough Malachim singing over there or whatever. He needs you to make the Kiddush Tafke in the Mokim Suda. And this is the secret of Kiddush, which is to be Mesak in the Chet Ayayin of Adam Arishin, Deit Chet Tzadas. And this is the secret of the Gemara in Ksuvis, that Rebbe came, Rebbe Kiva Eger brings it aside every Friday, Leil Shabbos, and make Kiddush, because he's Gilgul of Yankiv, and Yankiv Virulim Mes. The original plan was a person would live in Eretz Yisrael, Ke Odom Hador Ba'aliyah Ubabais. When you had to do physical things, you're mislabish in a goof. When you don't need it, you go back to Gan Eden and misanig and shashuim, whatever. That was the original plan, if not for the chet. That's Bevchina Eretz Yisrael, and that is Bevchina Shabbos. So I go back, what is, time to elaborate, what is Neshama Yaseir? Neshama Yaseir is not a green man with antennas, it's not a rebel with a beard, namely Melech with a bottle of Bromfin. We say in to inaugurate, to bring, to consecrate the Shabbos, the Chodoyi, the Kriskalva, the Shabbos, the Kabbalah. Right? Yes? And how many times do we say, at the end, what's the last, the line? Boi b'shal materis bai, l'gam berino v'tzahola, toich amuni am segula, boi chala, boi chala. You say twice. Then, if you daven nusuch svar, boi kala Shabbos ma'u. You say that b'lachash. Why? Because that's the b'derech sod. Shabbos, the kala is midas ha-malchus. It's not, oh, say p'sod. What is boi kala, boi kala? So there's two perushim, poshim. That's why I say it up, pashim. One is boi kala refers to Shabbos. The other boi kala is the shechina, the neshama yaseira. Okay? And you say it, why? Because you can't have a neshama yaseira l'chura for an average Jew on Tuesday. You have Kedushas HaShabbos, which is Mimai Lamato. Then you have the Neshama, the Kedusha of your Neshama. Now to understand this, I want to talk about it deeper. We started late today, by the way. The Alter Rebbe explains in Siddur what the Boichala, Boichala, based on the Zohar, Isrotzen v'Isrotzen. Let me try to explain. There's two types of Rotzen. There's a rotzen which is l'mayla mitam v'das, mayla from seichel, and there's a rotzen which is l'mata mitam v'das. What does that mean? A rotzen l'mata mitam v'das is a will, a desire to do something, which is based on logic. So you have a neshama. The neshama is getlach, it's divine, right? The difference between a neshama and everything else in creation is, everything else in creation was created through speech, basar mamoris, right? And the neshama was vayipach ba'apov, man nofach mituichin nofach, from the pnimius, from the mashova of the in the neshama gufa, there's two madrigas of the neshama. There's a part of the, in a nutshell, I'm telling you, there's a part of the neshama which is incorporated in you. a small, eensy, weensy, teeny, weeny part of your neshama enters into you. Those parts are divided into nefesh, ruach, and neshama, which I'm not getting involved in the difference. And that part of the neshama is within you, because you have a guf ha'oku. And guf is Rashi Teva, at this forum, say guf ul-fresen, guf ul-puffen, guf ul-parken, guf whatever, right? And in order to teach it that world is more than the chumrius and the gashmius and the whatever, and this hell and the ester of this ulam hasheker, you have a neshama within you, which is more mitzumtzum, which also comes from the dibur of Hashem. And that's to be mizboid. No, the Eibishter is the source of everything. And for that, you've got to work on avodah rabba of mizboidinus, of thinking, of contemplating, that really everything was created by Hashem. Nothing has autonomous, independent significance in this world. Everything is created, right? And therefore, the neshama within you, which comes from seichel, uses seichel, right? That kind of neshama is there to illuminate and to inform and to the nefesh habam, is the animal within man, that he should also serve the din revenge. That's a lower part of the neshama. Therefore, what is he misboinen in? The level of the Eibishter as he's mahavin b'chayi the world. It's a lower level, mitzumtzum dika level of neshama. And therefore, it's like, on lower levels, what is the nefesh habamis? Ich. Me. Self. Ego. So, in spiritually, the neshama could explain the nefesh habamis, what's in this equation for me, because since the Eibishter is the Metzias Hamiti, and he created the world, and the world created the Chvoidi, and if I do the Ratzon HaBorei, it's Kedai. I want to give a sermon on my show. Told people, friar people once, I would become frum just for the nachas, just for the lifestyle. I can't understand people who are fried. It doesn't make sense to me. Forget about ruchni. They're gashmi. They have a nachas. They have 1.2 kids and a dog, and the whole life is a misery. It's kedai to be frum just so the neshama could explain to the goof the kedaiyut. We say in modern Hebrew, the interest that in dealing day. The what? The what I gain from it. Yeah. But the etzem haneshama, in a nutshell, which is so high, it's peripheral. It's like if you put an electrical appliance in a plug, the electricity. If there's too little electricity, it doesn't work. Too much electricity, you know what happens to your appliance? It blows up. Too much neshama, you'd be a malach, you die, you'd place an nefesh, whatever. So the majority of your neshama is lemayil. That's why you have a baskel, me'achiriv. Sometimes the neshama here is and it trickles down to you. That's another issue, right? And that, it doesn't have to think about a likul. It doesn't got to take a course in whatever. It's naturally b'derech tivis. It automatically has a love of the Eibishter, not because it's this oyer from seichel. It's l'mayla min haseichel. When you say in Perek Yudches and Tanya that every yid has a kuyach to be moyser nefesh al kiddush Hashem, which is the Yerusha me'avisein of everything. Like, how is that? Because by the oves akdoishim, oves hidden merkava, they worked on themselves until their l'chura. The question is, an emunah, a faith, an ideology, you don't give b'yerusha. You perhaps give tchunas ha-nefesh. You know, perhaps IQ, sometimes a smart father will give birth to a smart son and vice versa. Right? But if your father votes labor, doesn't mean you can't vote conservative. How do you give over emunah the Eibishter b'yerusha? Because by the Ovis HaKadoshim, the emunah was not something in addition to who they are. It was their identity. There was this atzem that became their etzem. And that is and part of the neshama, which is lemailuf and tamvadas. Yes? And that's misboin, not in memalvi kolam, but in suyiv kolam, that which is higher, that's one with the Eibishter. Chavukut vukut. That's what we call in Sforim the level of yechidu shemenefesh. Yechidu yachtuch, chavukut vukabach, etc., etc. You with me? The whole week, since the Eibishter doesn't want malochim, you're not in contact with that higher part of your neshama. It just. Right? Because you're busy with avoid. So you have the lower part of the neshama to vivify and to give chayus and to illuminate. Don't get caught up in your avoid. Don't think that you stay till the office till 1 o'clock in the morning and your wife has all money and your kids are going to save him. No. There's a tachlis for everything. Tachlis. That's the lower level. Shabbos, when there's aliyas or ilumas, there's no time to elaborate. The essence of your neshama becomes revealed to you. That is the neshama yisera. I'm saying from the Alter Rebbe says this, I'm saying the Reb Tzadik says this in Tzidkas HaTzadik and Tzadik in many, many places. It's not some Martian coming up and saying, neshama yisera, coming up and saying, down the chute, down the whatever, and it's suddenly you say the chayim and you eat kugel and you're. The neshama yisera is your neshama. And that's pshat lech lecho. Go to you, who your essence, who you really are. And therefore, the Sforim, if I look at Eretz Yisrael, I'm a secular person, Rachman al-Hassan, the rocks in Eretz Yisrael look like the rocks anywhere else. You're a holy person, you see the Kedushas Horetz, what the Dvar Hashem in the Eretz Yisrael, you see the Eretz Hashem in the Kechabo. Al-Derech the Shabbos, the Chitzoinius Olam is look exact. If you're a pneumistic person, the pneumiest part, and you made hachonis, mishatarach be'erev Shabbos, then on Shabbos you're able to have up as a taste of Olam Haba, a taste of the Neshama Yisera, how it, its vantage point, it looks at things where everything is kuler ruchni. It's a much higher level of understanding in Elikus. Without any reason. If I had the time, okay. That's pshat. On Shabbos, we say nishmas. You know, everyone kachsuk. One of the big tefillos. Everyone's myrish elim is nishmas. Nishmas kol chai tevarech Hashem. What does nishmas kol chai says the Arizal? That's the neshama yisera. What does neshama yisera? There's nishmas kol chai. The Eibush is sometimes called chai ho'ilamim with a patach. And some aderes amuna l'chay olamim, and sometimes he's called chay olam. What's the difference? Grammatically, the word chay could stand by itself. Chay has to be chay something. You give life. There's that level of the Eibishter where he's chay, he's chayes into the world. Life. And there's the level of the Eibishter chay, who's chay in terminology of Sforim. There's chay be'etzem and chay lahachis. Sometimes be'etzem chay. Something with chai only in relationship to something else. By the Eibishter also, the level of the Eibishter, we can sound themselves invelt, and there's the Eibishter as chai ho'ilamim, and the Eibishter as chai. Where does the neshama from Shabbos, the nishmas call chai? The Zohar HaKadosh says, denafkis, the nishmas, so denafkis from chai ho'ilamim. On Shabbos, in other words, your neshama yaseira is really who you are. That's, by the way, pshat. I don't have time to elaborate. Chazal say, "Deibish to bless Shabbos, b'mebecha, b'mor ponos, and the b'mor ponos shel Adam, b'beachol to Shabbos." Right? That's the tzelem elikim that a person has on Shabbos. That's, by the way, Shabbos Torah was only given to Yidden because Yidden have a tzelem elikim, as the Chidor writes in Chazal Yovis. And therefore, the chuli alma be Shabbos. Why do you have to go on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, even if a person were all muddied from the averus of the week, right? Shabbos is machzir to yid the tzelam alikim, because Shabbos yid bechinas bonim. But in you have yifei toyer, yifei mar. Yifei toyer is the evorim. There is symmetry and balance, harmony. Yifei toyer mar is a certain chain which comes on a person, like the kohen gadol b'tzeisim and akuydish a chosn yichayin peir. There's a certain luster, a certain luminosity, a certain splendor, and that comes like the hadras ponim, which comes from part of your neshama, which is hecher. On Shabbos, the Eibishter gives back to the Eden the tzelem alikim, which is, by the way, pshat. Everyone knows the famous Maamar Chazal, we call it a thousand different ifanim. The Adam Arishin met Kain, he said, Manasseh bedincho, Omer le'asis yishuva of nisparsharti, hischil Adam Arishin teifeach, he's banging his face. He says, such is the power of tshuva and Iliadati, miyad immediately said, Mizmer Shirli Yom HaShabbos. I'm just clear, what in the world? And he's banging his face for? Because what happened to Kayin? He sinned grievously. So what does the Pasuk say? Vayetze Kayin milifnei Hashem. There's a word from one of the Chasna Rebbes. He tried to go back to give me back my ponim. Give me back my tzelem alikim. Because he tainted that if I'm going to lose my tzelem alikim, v'hoyakom moitzi yargeini. So what did the Eibishter do? Vayasem Hashem lekayin ois levilti hargoi kol moizai, which is the ois, says the Zohar, that's the ois of Shabbos, right? Which is the achzora of the tzelem alikim, and therefore, right? The tzusid Avram says that's pshat. Vayichar lekayin. What's the next words? Vayiplu ponov. He lost his ponim. So the Eibishter said lomo charolach lomo. Naflupanecha, haloi im tativ se'ez. Tativ se'ez is Rosh Tevis, v'soifi tevis to Oisya Shabbos. Through Shabbos, your machzir, right? Therefore, Adam Rishon was metapeach al ponov. I could also give back my tzelem lekim after the chet Eitz Hadas, right? And therefore, he said, Mizmor Shir. Therefore, by the way, Shabbos, the Satmar Rebbe says, Gimatri yifei toyer. I've had time to elaborate more, but I think I'm coming. That, by the way, whatever. The Shabbos Kodesh Gimatria Ner Afaya Nishmas Odom. You know, the emes and the neshama of a person is nisgala on Shabbos. By the way, you remember we discussed many times there, just to remind you, that when Yidin said Nasav and Nishma, they got two ksorim. Echa kedag Nasav and Echa Nishma. Chetu Egel, they abandoned it. And the Gemara says, Osir HaKodesh Baruch Hu will return it to us. Shinemar, Buzuy Hashem Yishuv, V'bod Tzion Rina, V'simchas Oilam, the simcha they had originally, Al Risham. That's the Keser. This is the Keser Maral, and Derech Chaim, this was the Keser of Odom HaRishon. A tzaddik sometimes has part of the Keser, which is half of Keser is Shai, like in Shai Ulamis, right? The great tzaddikim, they were, even in this world, they were Kedar Bebayis Ubaliyah, they had two times Shai, which is the Keser. But even forfeited, that's only lost. Look. So who was the only person who had the Ksorim of Nasav and Ishmael, who didn't sin? Even Mitzad Arvus, in the Chet of the Eagle, Moshe. Therefore, Desdem Aral, all the Sfarim, Tzadik says this, when you say Kikoran Ur Ponov, what was the luminosity of Moshe Rabbeinu's face? He had to wear a masva. That was those two Ksorim, that was the Neshama, the way it is upstairs, was mayor to him, begolding down here. We forfeited it. But Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelka Yisput Narizal. Every Shabbos Moshe was noyig toiv ayin, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back the ksarim we forfeited at Sinai. That's why every cut on Shabbos a yid is able to have the spirit, to have that feeling of connection to the ksarim, to the neshama yaseira, to the way things will be la'asid lovi. Right? That's what the Mar Shomesh. No, sorry. The Marinayim and the Yisrael. Abda says, "Vayakel Moshe is called Adas Bnei Yisrael." And I told him a Shabbos first thing. Adas is Miloshin Vaynatli Yisrael as Edyom. He restored to them the crowns that they forfeited. Says the Reshis Chochman, the Shara Avo, when a person is has an Hashem, you say as Margish, you prepare properly. You have a Tainug Niflo, a Gevaldig Tainug. Therefore, the post is Shavask Vayinofash. The beginning of Shabbos. Vayinofash Chazal Dashin. So the obvious question is hundreds of answers. Why do we say at the beginning of Shabbos? You say, Vayinofash, Vayavdinofash. It doesn't. Because once upon a time we had these Tuksorim, the Karen Arponov, the Nasav and Ishma, the Neshama Yaseir, you felt it a holy. As Sadiqim, we forfeited. Suddenly you come Shabbos and he feels azah, tainug of Shabbos. Uy vai, I could have had this a whole week. Why only one out of 7 days? And that, my friends, I have no time to elaborate, is the secret of Havdol. Havdol is not make a bye-bye, good farewell ceremony till next week. Bon voyage Shabbos. This little green man goes back to space. Right? Havdola is the pshat, you want to be mamshich, this kedusha, this. That's why you have the reyach, to symbolize that you want this neshama, which you felt up to a trickle on Shabbos, should be able to illuminate and to shine through my life the rest of the week. And that brings bracha, that for shomer is the same letters as roshim. That the Shabbos, vayetze yankiv, which is miber shova, which is Shabbos, should leave a shima on a yid all the week and bring its brachas to all our lives. Why not? 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 Why not?